Go ahead.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. Good evening. This August the 7th, 2017. Praise His holy name.
Amen.
Holy name, the Buddha Yakanda. And the word say, as many as gathered in His name, to them
His
He
name.
Gives. You know, so we come in the name of Jesus Christ, the only name that has power here and through eternity, Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach. We thank God for this blessed day that He's allowed us to live, breathe, walk, talk, and have our being. We thank You, Lord God. Let us go in prayer. Almighty Father, Abba, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking and praising and glorifying You, magnifying You, asking You to forgive us for all of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive those who have sinned against us, that they might also find peace and joy and eternal life and love in You. Father, we thank You for blessing our leaders of our country and our states and our individual houses and churches and synagogues and places of fellowship. And every name that calls on the name of Christ, God, bless the blood-bought body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for peace that passes all knowledge and understanding. Thank You for joy unspeakable. Thank You, Father, for forgiveness for our past, present, and future sins. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for Dr. Hunter's persistence and enduring fight to keep on keeping on in this here way to prove and exalt and glorify You, to do our little part, Lord, our little part in adding to the kingdom that we can possibly do. You add, one of us waters, we water, you add. We thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask You, Lord, to bind all forces of evil that would attack this phone line tonight and attack any of us, and let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in Thy sight. Let us do things in decent and in order and give one another the preference of the time to speak, glorifying, magnifying, and exalting You. In Jesus' name, can we talk? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many people we got on the line tonight? Hallelujah. Well, I don't know how many people's out there, but I do want to give us a little intro It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name, unto Thy name, O Most High, Psalms 92:1. So you can't go wrong when you praise, magnify, and honor God. Can we talk about magnifying God? Can we talk about how many obstacles and how many things, how many plans man got and the devil got to try and destroy us from doing that? Have you ever stopped to think about how you want things to be all nice, all in order, find everything you have in that you've been looking for, have all the money you need, have the house you want, the car you want, the husband or wife you want, the children you want? You realize the reason you want all of that like that? Let me tell you a little bitty secret. The only reason you want all of that is so you don't have to contact God. Did you realize that? You want things to run smooth as silk so you don't have to have a need for God. But let me tell you another little secret. You're going to need God no matter what the situation is, whether it's running like ice, like silk, or whether it's in chaos. You're going to need God. And let me tell you another little secret. You cannot bug God. You can't burden God. You can't aggravate God. You can't call on him or praise him or magnify him or love him too much. You just need him. So when things are going smooth, praise him. When things are going all chaotic, praise him. When you got pain in your body, praise him. When your body is feeling good, praise him. When you know that your enemies are coming against you, praise him. When you know your loved ones are talking about you, praise him. I'm telling you, there is not a moment or a time that you don't need this dedicated moment to praise him, magnify him, glorify him, and just talk over your deepest secrets too. That's what you need. I tell you, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Remember that, Psalm 91, 92 and 1. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, glory. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, has made me glad. So through thy work I will triumph in thy works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Ooh, and thy thoughts are very deep. Oh, yes. Glory.
Yes.
When the wicked spring up the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish. It is that they shall be destroyed forever. Let me read that again. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But mm-hmm. thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. Forevermore. And that ain't Psalm 92. I read Psalm 92, 1 through 8. God. So have we got any joiners? Anybody else got any?
I'm going to give you one right now. Hello, can we talk?
Can we talk?
Hello, can we talk? Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm trying to hold on.
I could tell that I felt pain in your voice. What has got you at the point where you're just barely holding on?
I don't really know. It's just dealing with issues. And
mm-hmm.
things that I enjoy doing that I'm not having the desire to do anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the desire to eat like I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to enjoy cooking. And I don't want to cook. And I'm on a sewing machine just recently because I enjoy sewing, doing cross stitch and needlepoint and everything.
Yeah.
I have no desire to do that at all. And I'm thinking it's where I'm living, because where I'm living, it's real close in. I don't like being closed in, like not really having anywhere to really go.
Okay.
I enjoy being outside. I have no way to go outside.
Well, are you Are you born again? Do you know Jesus as your Savior?
Yes, I am.
And so the enemy has come to make you
trim me down.
Yeah, that and you know what the words say? Resist. We got to resist. I can totally identify with you. I love the soul. I love to do needlepoint.
I enjoy singing. My father was a minister, and
uh-huh.
I enjoy singing hymns. My son,
mm-hmm.
Willie knows my son, and
mm-hmm.
that he's mentally challenged. He doesn't like me to sing.
Mm.
And that's kind of like me. I enjoy singing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like a kind of catch 22 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I just want to get out of this apartment, but my lease is up and until November.
Okay.
And I've been trying to get a house of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And no
mm-hmm.
luck. And
mm.
I'm living here in the Heights, and that
mm.
I was living on East End. Willie used to come by and visit sometimes.
Mm.
And it's just like, I mean, it's just like, I'm kind of like, I feel so imprisoned.
Uh-huh.
I guess
that.
To say, it's just, I don't like being like this.
I don't like you being like that, because that is an attack of the enemy. That is the enemy's job to make you feel like that and to make all of us feel like that. He works hard at it, but we got to resist, because God's joy is unspeakable. So I understand you there. So you don't even have a room you can go in and just hum and sing and study the word or just
no,
listen?
Anywhere I go, because the apartment that I'm living in is right there, right on this cavalcade. And it's, like I said, it's real kind of closed in.
Mm-hmm.
And that anywhere I go, it's like my son doesn't like me singing.
Mm.
And that, I mean, it's just that's part of me. That's part of who I am. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, share with you this. Do you realize that God is greater than any problem we got?
Yes,
any.
I do. Yes,
and
I do
you realize that we have power of life and death in our tongue? Now, I lived in a situation just like you're talking about almost, and the people had told me, say, they didn't want me to praise God or preach or teach or none of that stuff. So I dropped to my knees from my soul, and I told God I can't live where I can't praise him. And God, he moved immediately with me from that situation. And we were praying and touching a
tree.
God will make you get out of that situation where you are free to praise him, free to glorify
right.
But I promise you, you can do it quietly, and the Lord, it'll either draw your son out or drive him, and God will make a way miraculously.
I tried to keep my son away from my father, got me. And that my son is like, I don't know how to say it other than just coming out and saying it. He's got so much negativity in him. So much negativity.
Oh,
and the more I try to talk to him, and reason with him, the more it's like not doing anything.
We're going to let you listen more to the program. I'm going to let you listen more to the program. Stay in there, Kay. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Go ahead.
A lot of times we have to pray.
within ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you say it, you know, when you say it, you know, when you say it, a lot of echo.
A lot of echo.
I don't know what's going on.
You on the line. Go ahead. We got you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
It's his job to throw the dice out there, but it's our
right.
It's our job to resist, because you know God is greater, and you just have to let them, the positive, come through. Yeah, we all can go there. We can all go there in a minute's time. We could all get unjoyed. We can let our joy be succumbed. The Bible says in the latter days, because it's evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, the love of many going to wax cold. So we pray for the heat. We pray for the hot fire of God to touch our souls, that we won't get cold, that we won't let the world overwhelm us, because we have been translated out of this kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And he already promised us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. We got to count on that. Yes, that devil gonna try. And he does. You, just like she can say she feel, I felt that same way many times. And I remember scriptures that teach us that when you get on the high mountaintop, when everything is going beautiful, look out, because the low mountain is coming, or a trial is coming. So this is, God is trying you to see if you're going to stand fast and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't give in to it. It's easy to give in, but it's hard to resist. Our body's wrecked with pain. It's hard to resist when you're being abused. Your husband or your wife is cussing you and talking bad, calling you all.
Amen.
Saying all kinds. Those are hard things, but they easy when you just translate yourself. Just
yes,
be
ma'am.
There, but don't be there. You can, what they say, our body might be in jail, but our spirit ain't in jail. We free
yes,
people. We've been made free. We God's free people. So the devil is a liar. And remember,
speak
that's
up.
Why I said every time I'm on this program, the devil is a liar. I might not tell you no other truth, but that is
yes,
one
ma'am.
Truth that ain't going to change for me, you, or
yes,
nobody. The devil
yes, ma'am.
Is a liar.
A
and
liar. Yes,
concentrate
ma'am.
And meditate on that pure fact, and understand
yes,
that when I'm depressed, when that devil's telling me, what do you need to live for? What else do you need to live for? I mean, I've had him talk to me when I was happy. Now you know he gonna talk to you when you're a little depressed. I've been happy at a gala, living it up, having fun, praising and magnifying God, and I've had him whisper, you ought to kill yourself. I mean, if you was telling me that, I would say, oh, you wasn't depressed, you wasn't lonely, you wasn't sad. No, I wasn't none of that. And the devil told me, and I laughed. You showed up crazy. I told the devil. I knew it was the devil too. I didn't suspect it was a human being under no circumstance. I knew that liar was the devil. So you got to resist him. And remember, you are the apple of God's eye. You got to remember that you are not love, not just love, but so loved, so loved. Do you understand what S-O-L-O-V-E means? It means that I am God, and I'm going to put on human flesh, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to become the living sacrifice for all of those that will receive me. Do you understand what that took? He didn't have to do that. And this plan was ordained before the foundation of the world. God knew we couldn't live up to him. He knew that we were desperately wicked. Our natural nature is wicked. But now we have the nature of Christ being formed in us, being translated, the mind of Christ being renewed in us. Yes, I get the devil be telling me, you don't have no, you ain't done all the things God wants you to do, God, you don't do. All them are lies, because all of this too will pass. All of this going to pass. We got, think of them streets that's transparent gold. Think of being at the foot of the Lord and Savior night and day, 24 hours around the clock. Think of them angels that's round the throne, 24 hours, giving him praise. Think that that's where I want to be. I want to be round the throne, giving God the praise. Yes, I was created to magnify, glorify, and exalt the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what you was created for. Yes, we have a little discomfort here on this earth occasionally. But when I think about that still, like the brother said, when I go in my closet and I really get you don't even have to go in your closet. Just get in your bed, get on and just praise him. And tell him, Lord, I can't even think. I can't even think of what. My mouth ain't enough to magnify you. My thoughts ain't enough to glorify you. I ain't enough, Lord. If I had 20 million tongues, I couldn't praise you enough. But because you're God and you're worthy of every praise that could be ever thought of, glory to your name. Oh, this too will pass. This too will pass. We are here but a minute. Our life is but a vapor. But a vapor. Oh, yes, the devil tried to tell me, I'm 71 years old, that you're a failure. You haven't achieved this. You haven't achieved that. You haven't that, this. Oh, but I've achieved the masterful thing. I received the most important thing. I received the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, there ain't nothing better than that. You can't touch that. You can't touch that, baby. Let me tell you something. I watched a program today on C-SPAN about the Muslims and how they're going to fight this anti-terrorism. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm listening because they had all these doctors, Muslim doctors on, you know, with their PhDs and stuff. And I'm thinking, all of this, and they're lost. All of this, all the education, all the reading of the Quran, all the knowledge of knowing and calling him God, and yet not knowing his son. The Bible says, remember this in 1 John, any man who has not Christ has not God. Get it straight. Don't get confused. Don't get confused. Any man who have not Christ have not God. And I'm telling you, we that know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, we have everything. Everything. There's nothing can touch what I got. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come. Remember those scriptures, sister, when you get desperately tired, when the devil is fighting you and beating you on your back. Remember God's word, because it's life. His word is life. Mine ain't no good, but God's word is life. God is He's in you. And what did it say? Remember this one. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh,
come on,
oh,
come on,
my
sister.
God, my God, my God. I can't talk about
sister.
It. Go ahead, brother, take over.
No, I just thank God. I just tell you, God is just, and I was on today, you know, my job, and I said, you know what, God, I said, you know what, I look forward to, can we talk? And I say, it's just really a blessing to me. And I say, God, you just come on tonight and you just put the right people, you know, on this on this radio and what have you. And I tell you, sister, you've been a blessing. You've been a blessing to me. You've been a blessing to me. And I tell you, babe, you just took it. And I tell you, and I just took heed to all the things that you were saying. But, you know, just God is good. And like you say, you know, that's the devil's job, to come to steal, kill, steal, and destroy. You know what I'm saying? That's his job. And you know the thing about it too is that, you know what, whenever that you're doing, whenever that you know when you're doing good for God, when you're doing on, you're on the right track, because all of a sudden you're saying, you know what, on the right track. It seems like things is going so good and so perfect. And after a while, you know, you're gonna have to sit back and say, you know what, somewhere along the line, the devil's gonna come in. He's gonna try to sneak his way in. But only if we let him, you know what I'm saying? If we just let him in, you know, with a centimeter, you know what I'm saying, he'll take a mile, you know what I'm saying? If you let him drive, you know that if you let him ride, you let him drive. You see what I'm saying? So yes, ma'am. So if we can just continue, you know, to just stay with, you know, like you were just saying about stay with God, you know, just continue, just, you know, this is not going to be an easy walk, okay? When we choose this walk, when we choose to live for God, it's not an easy walk. But you know what, though? We can make it a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more easy if we do just the thing that he asked us to do. If you just, if he, it ain't a whole lot, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. And like I was telling before, a lot of times we bring things on ourselves. We bring it on ourselves. You know, so, and then we got to pray the things out of us, or we got to go to God and what have you, you know what I'm saying, keep going, you know what I'm saying. But he's not hard of hearing, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? He's an on-time God, and he's a right-now God, you know what I'm saying, what have you. But he just asked us to do this daily walk. When you wake up in the morning, like you were just saying, Mother, if you just wake up in the mornings and you just, and you know, you wake up and say, you know what, God, I thank you for another day. I thank you for waking me up. But you can, like you were just saying, you can pray in your car. You can pray sitting in traffic. Or you can continue to keep praising him and lift him up just sitting right there in your car. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting right there in your car. You can just be on your job. You can still say, you know what, Lord, I just thank you. I praise you, Lord. I give it all to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of time on these jobs, we got to have sense with salvation. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a trucker. So I don't have to worry about that, because all I can do is just give them all the praise that I want and what I have. And I can do what's going down the highway. And I can just pull up on the side of the road and go into my sleeper and give him all the praise. But, you know, we got to have sense with salvation when we got these jobs, because, you know what, these people's not going to understand. You know where, you know what, I'm just giving God the praise and whatever. But you know, you can, you know, so he said do everything decent, and he said do everything in order. And see, that's what it's all about. He's an orderly God. You know what I'm saying? And see, I tell you, God is just good. And to that mother that's going through, you know, that's it was her. It, you know, the reason why, see, God's gonna put you on the right path. And see, you know what? That's why God put you in this prep, put you on Can We Talk. See, God knew what he was doing. He said, you know what, see, a lot of times, you know, if you knock at that door, he said he'll open it for you. He said, if you seek, you know, see, I tell people, I say, you know what, the more you do for God, the more he do for you. Think about that. Yeah. You know, if you give God a daily, if you get up daily and give him 100%, say, God, how about, you know what? See, we can't live for tomorrow and we can't live for yesterday. We got to live this walk of life day by day, okay? Minute by minute, you know what I'm saying? You know, second by second, and then whatever. But if you give God 100%, you know, a lot of times we get on our knees and we want God to do this, we want God to do that. But what is we doing for him? Okay, what are you doing for him? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing for him? Are you giving him the thing that you want, or whatever that you want from God? Are you giving him 100%? Now, if you go on your job, you're going to get that job 100%. Think about it. Think about that job. If you give him, you know, if you go on your job, you're going to get a job 100% because you want to get paid. You know, the same thing with God. You know, if you give him 100%, you're going to get paid. You know, think about it. It's a payday with him, too, just like you get paid on your God. You know what? Think about a payday. Say, you know what? I done went through this whole week. I know I got paid, Lord, for my job. But you know what? What was my payday from you on this week? You know what I'm saying? How did I serve you? You know what I'm saying? How did I lift you up? You know what I'm saying? You know, though, did I look at someone wrong? You know, then we got to continue to ask God, say, you know, God, forgive me. daily. You know what I'm saying? Forgive me for my sin. Not for them. See, we look at the big sin. We don't. Well, I'm not talking about the big sin, but them little bitty sin. You know, little bitty sin is gonna keep us out. Because one, you know, if you let it start little bitty, then it's gonna get a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. But you know what? Say, God, have I looked at someone wrong today? Have I said something or whatever? You know, but forgive me, God. Forgive me, you know, forgive me, Jesus. And he don't ask a whole lot for to do. He don't have, and, you know, we bring these burdens. We bring all these, you know, we ask God, you know, we bring these burdens on ourselves because we done stepped, you know, somewhere along the line, you know what I'm saying, we done maybe stepped out a little bit, or maybe we done say, you know what, maybe it's something that I'm doing for these burdens to be, for these burdens that I'm going to do, that I'm having. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we bring the burdens to ourselves, but we ask God to lift the burdens. But you know what? You have to ask yourself, you say, but you know what, God, you know what? I'm going to find, you know what? You know what? Whatever it is that's bring you to that burden, and you asking God to lift you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of these things we bring a lot of times, you know, saying, you know, we make it hard for ourselves is what I'm telling y'all, see. We make it hard for ourselves. A lot of times if we just come and we just ask him to do the thing that he don't ask us a whole lot. And like you were saying, I'm supposed to just get up, you know, and the word is life. You bless me on today. You bless me, bless sister. The word is life. And I said, you know what, I said, the word is L-I-F-E. You know what I'm saying? So I say, you know what? God is just so good. The word is life. And like I say, so it is what it is. You know, can we talk? This radio station is for the people that God gives the phone number to. And I guarantee you, you know, the people that's supposed to be on here today or on here tonight is the ones that God wanted to be on here. Just remember. A lot of times we might say, well, is it? Maybe we might not have. You know, a lot of times you might not have, like, time. Where, you know, maybe we're trying to grow, or maybe we're trying to, you know, ask more people to us. But you know what? A lot of times God just wants the four or five people that he want on here, they're not the ones that he want on this radio. He want on Can We Talk on this particular day. You know what I'm saying? It's God's will. And I tell you, you know, and if you just continue to get on, and I just thank God. I say, you know what, man, I say, I don't know. I just thank God for that lady telling me about Can We Talk. When I say I go to work and I'm driving, I say, you know what, it's getting to be 7:30. I'll be looking at, you know, looking for 7:30. And I say, God, you know what, but you know, I ask God, I say, God, give me a word for Can We Talk tonight. Give me a word. Help me be a blessing. Maybe if I can say something to help someone or be a blessing to someone. See, I'd already start praying. I said, you know what, throughout this morning. And a lot of times we have to put a little fast on. We'll say, you know what, God, I'm going to score me maybe a couple hours, maybe hours of fast. You know what I'm saying? Because fasting goes with prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Prayer and fasting go together. You know, so it goes together, y'all. It goes together.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fast, you don't last. If you don't pray, you don't stay. In a family that prays together,
Amen.
Y'all. Somebody else can take it
over.
They can take it
over, Dr. Lee. Well, just listen. We got a person coming in right now. Come on in, beloved. You got a word? Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk? Your last four numbers are 2645. Can we talk?
Hey, how y'all doing? Good evening. Good evening. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir. Yes, sir.
How y'all doing? I'm so glad to be able to enjoy you all on this evening. I really just nipped in on the brother that was speaking. Not sure what y'all are speaking on any particular topic or what have you. But if I could just elaborate just a little bit on what the brother was saying. Great information, great peace of information that he was saying. I just want to add and take nothing away from what the brother was saying, but I believe also that God don't owe us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the price been paid a long time ago.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
it turns back. It turns back to how bad do you want it?
Amen.
You know,
yes, sir.
People
come
have
on,
to
come
ask
on, come on.
Themselves the question, you know, how bad do I want it? Because
I
Jesus paid
right.
the price a long time ago. He paid a debt that we can't pay back. But we do have
yes,
a choice. We have
you,
a choice to say, I want to ride with Jesus or I want to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a heaven and a hell.
Yes, it is.
And there's no in between.
That's
no
right.
lukewarm.
Right.
You know, you run your shower and You say, oh yeah, I want my shower. I want this water to be just right, a little warm. It ain't no, it ain't no. I want the water cold, and then I want it lukewarm. Now you need a hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a thing that in most churches, in most churches today, is sad to say.
Oh,
but see, we got a way of teaching. We got a way of teaching.
Yes,
we need
yes,
to teach
yes.
the saints. And see, preaching
right.
is good. Preaching is all
right,
but we
that's
need
right,
to teach
right.
the saints. Because
yes,
everybody is relying on what grandma and them learned way back when.
Uh-huh.
But we need to put
yes,
the
Lord.
Word forth. The word
yes,
need to go forth. Not nobody's
yes.
opinion, not what I think about it, but the word. Because,
yes,
hey,
sir.
If you choose
yes,
to go with God, just want to tell you
yes,
something.
Sir.
I want to tell you something. If you choose to go with God, the
yes,
blueprint
sir.
Is
yes,
already
sir.
Laid out.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
ain't
sir.
Got to worry
yes,
about
sir.
When you follow God's blueprint, which is the word of God. When you follow
yes,
that
sir.
GPS system, you don't have to worry about how your Google Maps apps would do. You don't
that's
have
right.
to worry
yes,
about
sir.
How your Waze maps will take you out the way. Because God's
yes,
word
yes,
is going to take you
oh,
on a direct
yes.
path.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take
you
on a direct path. And,
yes,
and it's
yes,
too
Lord.
Much... There's too much hooping and hollering and faking and shaking going on.
That's right.
It's
that's
time
right.
for people to get real and time
oh,
for
God.
The word
Hallelujah.
To come forth because time
yes,
is
Lord.
Running
yes,
out.
Lord.
He's
yes,
coming
Lord.
Back.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He's coming back.
You
know, it's too much, too much violence going on, too much police brutality going on. We need to
yes,
come
Lord.
Together,
yes,
people.
Lord.
We
yes,
need
Lord.
To come
yes,
together.
Lord.
And how do
yes,
we
Lord.
Come
yes,
together?
Lord.
We come together like they did, you know, centuries ago, even before I was born. People used the church house to have their forums, to have their meetings, to have their come
yes,
together.
Sir.
Why
yes,
we can't
sir.
Take
yes,
it
sir.
Back to the church?
That's
huh?
right. That's
yeah,
right.
Get back to
that's
the
right.
church.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm talking about taking it back to the church. I'm not just talking about sitting in between them four walls because people don't need our help in between the walls. The church need to get out the church.
Yes.
You understand
oh, God.
Thank just
you,
what
Jesus.
I'm saying? It's people
you,
out there. They in neighborhoods. They standing on corners. They everywhere. They even ain't in our workplace. People need our help. But the only time
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So-called Christian folk want to be Christians is on inside the church.
Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes sir.
People stuck
yes, sir,
on
brother.
Titles.
Yes sir.
People stuck
yes, sir.
On titles.
Yes sir.
I heard some people
but
say,
bishop.
"Well, hey,
yes,
I'm
sir.
Bishop such and such. I'm apostle such and such." And you don't have nobody.
Yes,
no, ain't nobody under your covering.
Uh-uh.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
You have no church. No pastors. You claim to be bishop, and you only got five members sitting in the pews. It's time to stop the foolishness.
Uh-huh.
It's time to stop the foolishness. And
yes,
if you don't
sir.
Be
yes,
real
sir.
With yourself, how
right.
can you be real with God?
That's right. Right. That's right.
How can
thank
you be
Jesus.
In regard?
You,
you don't want to be with yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You,
yes, sir.
You want to be. You want to hold the title, but then you're not a cheerful giver. Uh-oh, I don't mean to step on nobody's toes.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
My God.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
God say he loves a cheerful giver, but you want
yeah.
a title. But when it's time to get tithes and offering, you work every week,
yeah.
but you want to get $2.50. Come on now.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, bro. Dollars. That's a dollar.
Come on
looking
now.
Looking for that dollar. Yeah, I know you ain't lying. Looking for that dollar.
Yeah,
oh,
they, you're making God's kingdom about your business as financial business.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know it takes money to pay for light bills and water and stuff in the churches. But, I mean, somebody help me. Somebody please help me. But I have seen nowhere
yes,
in the Bible where the Lord he didn't have no honorarium.
Ooh.
Come on now. Come on. Somebody help me.
He
didn't ask for money for his word. So somebody help me now. Y'all help me.
Yep.
Now, I don't know everything, but y'all help me.
Yep.
This pastor, J.D.
Yep.
Harris, now. Y'all help me though. Y'all
yeah.
help Pastor
yeah.
Harris today. God didn't have
yeah.
an honorarium, but now you have
no
folks. They want money. They want money to come give His word. My.
Yeah.
Somebody help
yes.
me.
Yes.
And they wonder why.
Yes.
They wonder why. Not that the church is in the position that it is in today. They wonder why
so many
people are turning away from the church today.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We need to go back
yes, sir.
To teaching, brothers and sisters. We need to
yes,
go
sir.
Back to
yes,
teaching.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
a hoop
sir.
And
come
a holler, that's not teaching.
No, sir. Yes,
I call
sir.
It putting
yes,
gravy
sir.
On it. But we need to
yes,
teach
sir.
These
yes,
people
sir.
Our word. We, I mean, what... This, I'll tell you, boy, it's so much, so
mm-hmm.
much, so much, so much. But I know what we can do.
Yes,
I know the ultimate answer of what we can do. Pray.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes,
pray.
Lord.
Word tells we need to pray
yes.
without ceasing.
Pray, pray, pray. Yes, I told him that last week. Lord, have mercy.
Pray
thank
without
you,
ceasing.
Pray
yes,
without
ceasing.
Yes,
yes. Yes, Lord,
we got
without
to pray.
Ceasing.
Without
yes,
ceasing,
Lord, without
know.
Ceasing, without ceasing, without ceasing,
without
sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
That's 24 hours.
You
if you look
in
the night, 24 hours. Yes, sir. 24. Yes, sir. Can we talk?
Yes,
yes
sir.
24 hours without that. Yes,
why
sir.
Are you
going to
sir? Are you in
hey,
Houston? You in
Galveston? What? I didn't hear
can
you. What did you say?
I said, are you in Houston? Are you in Galveston? Are you in California?
I'm in Brenham, Texas. I'm in Brenham, Texas right now. I'll be in Houston
okay.
tomorrow.
Yes,
I just
sir.
Come from. I just come out of Dallas, Texas. It just got in this morning.
Yes, well, I want you to know, brother. I want you to know you have been a blessing. We want you to come back to us. You have been
yes,
a
sir.
Blessing.
Yes, sir.
You
have been
a blessing. Yes, sir. I thought. I said, can I put the... See, God said, come now. Can we reason together? And so I said, well, Lord,
yes,
can
sir.
I do a radio program? Can we talk? See, a lot of people don't
yes,
want to
sir.
Talk. They don't
yes,
want to
sir.
Talk.
Yes, sir.
They don't want to talk to T-R-U-T-H. They want to talk to L-I-E. And I like
oh,
yes,
now, yes, sir.
And see, my hometown is in B-R-Y-E in Texas. I'm from Bryan, Texas. But
Bryan,
I've been all over the
Lord, have mercy. Look at God.
Yes, sir.
All the negative words you're talking about. Because out of
yes,
me now, I've had a big... Yes, sir. But we just want you to stay on. Hold on. I want you to stay and listen. We got one more question we want to talk to.
Yes,
let them
I
talk.
Sure will.
Okay. Are you there, Reverend Arroyo?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. I've enjoyed everything. I mean, I'm just... We're so glad to have this brother and both of these brothers and all the people that we have on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes,
we thank God. We thank God because he's right up. That's my
he's on
that I believe in teaching. I know. See,
yeah.
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And teachers,
yeah.
The teachers come, a teacher is more valuable in
yeah.
a lot of because if these people ain't been taught, they can't enjoy what's being preached. So,
amen.
You know, but the Bible
amen.
Say, how can they hear without a preacher? But
that's
right.
It didn't
oh,
mean.
Come on.
It
come
didn't
on.
Mean,
come
it on.
I would like to say something.
And the brother hit on what I taught on last week. Of course, I take it further about the tithe and the offerings. I believe in the church need to be doing something with that money, though. It ain't just for a gift. It ain't a one-way gift. It's according to God's word. And that's where that just because you said it, people don't be taught. So and they ain't bothered to study. They just learn the one Malachi chapter 3. And Malachi 3 was talking to Israel, and then it goes on and tell you, you know. But even when you, if you backtrack and go all the way to Deuteronomy, it's going to tell you then that they had a field. They had a field for you to take your tithes to the field for the poor. And the poor was supposed to glean. Now, most churches is the tithes every week because they claim they got to pay the light bill and the phone bill and the pastor. But then they don't do nothing else. They don't do nothing
amen.
Else. So
amen.
And you need
amen.
The people who've been giving their money going to have to give account. And you ain't going to be able to use the account that, well, Lord, I just gave it. It wasn't my duty to know what they were doing with it. The Bible say in 1 Corinthians 16:1 that the collection on the first day of the week is for the saints. Now, that's the word.
On,
that ain't my opinion.
Uh-huh.
That ain't my theory. And then 1 Corinthians 11, you know that. You know all those scriptures. So, you know, people need to examine themselves and not just be blindly ignorant. We ain't no
teacher.
We got a teacher. We have the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, and God ain't got no dumb sheep, you know? But
that's
we just fallen
right.
people
come on,
and don't even
come
bother
on,
to – and then you're causing trouble when you ask, well, what do they do? What do they do with
that's
the
right.
Now,
thank you, Lord
my,
Jesus.
My granddaughter belonged to a church in Indiana the other day. My girlfriend told me, say, you know, Ruth, the pastor of that church used to belong to our church, but we put him out because he was stealing. So he went to his own church, and he didn't allow deacons or nobody to touch the collection. To him, then he took it home and counted. And guess what he done, y'all? Guess what he done? He done took and ran off with all the money, left them poor people.
They didn't bother to examine.
The body is made up of we say fivefold in Ephesians 2, but it's really seven because it's apostles, prophets, evangelists,
yeah.
and teachers, and then it's bishops and deacons.
Yeah.
See, there's offices. God has order. He has set up his order. But when you when the pastor is the head of the church and I've been assistant pastor to over 23 churches. I pastored 3 churches, okay? I'm here to tell you. These people who said when the pastor every decision got to come from the pastor only, you better get out of there. You better
That's a problem. That's a problem there.
Gotcha.
Wrong place.
Yes, ma'am.
That wasn't the way God established it. Read how they started the church. He said they separated them some men. They had other things to do. So they had to be over the widows and the orphans. Remember? Remember the word?
Yes. Yes, come on, mother.
But then this new church, mostly black churches, mostly black,
mm-hmm.
it's sad. But it's they got like that, where the pastor is everything. But we got to ask the pastor. We got to ask the pastor.
Yes, ma'am. She's right.
Now, we take Jeremiah chapter 23. I will give you pastors. Remember the scripture? I know the words.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is our. He shall lead you and guide you into not some, not a little bit, but all. If you will him. But the word also say in 1 Corinthians, if a man wanna be ignorant, that is. Let him be ignorant. I'm telling you the word of God. But see, when we that's how we have so many churches. Everybody went and started their own church, and then it's just been pitiful. But do you know I have to respect the Holy Ghost in each and every one of you on this phone? Each and every
Amen.
One of you Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, He is God. He ain't just some bystander is God. I have to love, honor, and respect him in you. Even if I like your flesh, I have to love him that's in you, vice versa. You know, that's where we've missed it because we get caught up in the moment and we get caught up in the in our own flesh and we think we're something when we're nothing, like the brother said. I'm pastor that. I'm this, I'm that. You know, I'm nothing. My only thing I am is because of the Holy Spirit inside of me.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
That put me in the kingdom. That's how we get in the kingdom. Talking about kingdom builders. People don't even understand. Kingdom builders is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is builder. He comes in, he makes his abode in us, and that made us part of the kingdom. We became, we got in the kingdom. It ain't just a thing you join. It's a thing God has appointed and put him, made his abode inside of us. That's word. The word say he will make his abode in you. And we're just loving. We're just loving. Amen. And the least thing God is asking us to do is love one another. That's why we are on this line.
Ah, mama.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's all about encouraging one another.
Yes.
Brother that just came from Dallas, you missed our very first person. She's on this line. She's despondent. The devil's trying to steal her joy and everything. And we all been all there. But our job is to try and encourage her to not give in.
Because
the devil is always going to be a liar. He's always a liar. And you got to tell yourself all through the day. You praise God all through the day and thank God all through the day. And you tell the devil, because he talks to you too, you're a liar. You are a liar.
Yes.
The devil is right. And that I never told you number two truth, that Jesus is the way, truth, and life, and the devil is a liar. That's all you need to really. Because I'm telling you, devil is a liar. And he's the father of lies. And he's always going to lie. And so you think he's going to come to you and tell you something nice to keep you encouraged, keep you praising God, and keep you knowing that you are the apple of God's eye, keep you knowing that you have victory, keep you knowing that you win, and that you have life, but you've been forgiven for past and future sins? Oh, man, you can't, as Hammer said, you can't touch that.
Can't touch that.
Yes, man. Now,
that's Esther has something to say. Go ahead, Esther. Esther?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God the praise and the glory for everything I've heard, and I want to thank each person on the line for the encouragement. And I do have a word to share with everybody, and it's called wisdom, just wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I begin to deal with about wisdom.
Yes, ma'am.
And he began to show me the whole church, the body of Christ. And if I may, this song is kind of coming in with my wisdom, a little speech today. And the song says, "'Tis the old ship of Zion, 'tis the old ship of Zion, 'tis the old ship of Zion. Get on board, get on board." And this part I like to say, it has landed many of thousands. It's landed many of thousands. So I'm looking at the ship in the spirit realm. And the wisdom I'm bringing forth is, I was talking to my brother today, who's 83. And I'm 79, I'll be 80 next year, if the Lord say the same. Which is, that's me, my brother left in my whole family. And it's so good to have somebody you can talk to him, talk to. And so I was telling my brother today, he said he was sitting out on his bed. I said, that's what you're supposed to do, enjoy life and let God talk to you. Because I go sit by the poolside a lot, and the Lord talks to me. And so what I'm saying, he was showing me about loneliness. And the lady that was on the line first, I hope she's still on the line. Loneliness comes to everybody. And I'm going to say it to people like myself and others that are going at that age, like I'm almost 80 and we're 70-something. It's lonely. Now, you say, well, not lonely about Christ, but it's lonely. And you say, well, how is it lonely? I'm going to tell you, you don't have nobody to talk to no more. And then I think about it, just about all of my close associates, they're gone. They're ship, they landed. And so the new church, we're talking about the young people, you can't communicate with them because they're not on a spiritual level with you. You see? Okay, so now let's go back to the church. And I'm almost through with what I'm saying. You go back to the church, and I want y'all to see this for yourself. What do they do with women of God like myself and others? We are the wisdom in the church. I can go to church right tonight or tomorrow night, and I guarantee you I'll probably be just one or two in that church our age, because most of the mothers, they 80 and 83 and 84, they don't get out. They don't go. All right, so we, the wisdom sitting up in the church, and the young people, they, in their own way, they honor you and say, oh, that's mother, so-and-so mother, but they never let you say nothing. Mm-hmm. And I learned that if you want wisdom, you need to get it from somebody who done live wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you something you don't know. They can tell you about a train when you couldn't used to get on it because you weren't even born at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't let you talk. All right. Summing it all up, I say, Lord, these young people, they put on all these different conferences and they go get different guest speakers from over here and over yonder and wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you don't never call on us who have prayed them through, helped them get the grounds and ask God for to build the church when they didn't have but one member or two members. It was us mothers who there labor with them. But when it's time they grow and they're having the great conference, they don't ever call you and say, Mother Esther, would you like to be a guest speaker? Because that's what I can tell them. No. And then the other part, it's like this. I told Ruth this the other day. Another sister, and I'm not calling names, but she's talking about want me to get the conference, and, oh, you're going to be up on the platform on the, at the head table. I don't want to be at your head table. I want to speak. I want to talk. Let's talk.
Yeah.
I got something to talk about. So I don't want to
just
be seen and honored as a mother. I got something to say. So that's what I'm saying tonight. Loneliness, yes. We all can feel lonely sometimes because you could try to be talking to people around you and don't even know what you're talking about. You've been trying to get revelation, fresh revelation knowledge, and they are giving it to you like you're crazy. And it makes it hard. It makes it lonely for those who keep going. But keep on growing and keep on speaking. And I want to give honor to Dr. Hunter. Thank God for the radio program, because if they don't want us to speak in their churches or in their conferences, we do have a free line. We can come to you and just let's talk. God bless y'all.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anybody else? Can we talk? Oh, it's Dr. Hunter. It's 8:30. Dr. Hunter.
Oh, I'm listening. Let me do this here. Put the lady back on so we can pray for her.
Yes.
Are you there, sister? Kay, are you there?
Yes, I am, Felice.
They want to be prayer for you. You want to ask Pastor Harry to pray for you. Pastor Harry, will you pray for her, please?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Harris, are you there?
I didn't hear who he called on. Who you said?
Pastor Harris. He's talking about Pastor
Harris,
I think.
Okay.
Go ahead and pray for him.
Can y'all?
Yes.
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Who are you speaking of, Dr. Hunter?
No, this is number 2645. See, I see what y'all on the background. I'm watching all of y'all with y'all numbers, and I'm seeing it right now, 2645.
You're 2045, right?
I don't think
right.
he's still on there.
Yes, I'm hear
okay.
me. Can y'all?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, to the lady that's waiting is for the prayer. I want to say
yes.
this to her for a word of encouragement. I want you to hear me well. So what's your name? What's your name?
My name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kay.
Huh? Okay, Kay.
Haley.
We will be lifting
okay.
you up, Kay.
I want to say to you, I didn't get the name right. I get it from Ruth later. But I want to say to you this. This too shall pass. What I'm saying to you, Father, you got to know you're not the only person being there. But I want you to think on these terms tonight. Think about all the good things God has done for you, and then think about somebody else maybe going through something worse than you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
that's right.
To you, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Until I heard this other story this morning, and I asked God, could I be one I could forgive? And I thought about what she told me. She said, I cannot forget when my daughter threw me on the floor, hit my head against the wall until blood came out. And I said, huh? And I said, what? And I thought about, I have children, and none of my children have ever hit me or even really cursed me out, you know. And I was like, God, and I complain about them because a lot of other things they don't do, I think they should do. But I ask God in my heart, if I had had a child that had knocked me down on the floor, threw my head against the wall till blood came out, would I be able to forgive them? That's when I looked at the other side of the coin to say, somebody is going through something worse than you, my sister.
That's right.
God
that's right.
Give us a heart to forgive. To forgive. And the last words is in Proverbs chapter 3. Trust. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. And that's the word of encouragement I want to give you tonight. And Jesus loves you, as Pastor Harris going to pray. And we're going to agree in prayer with him for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What I want to do is right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight's the night that we just come together. Bind us together with the cord that cannot be broken. Bind us together with love that cannot be saturated. Bind us together with understanding that you, Father, can make all things happen. Tonight's that night we just come to praise you. We come to love you. We come to adore you. We come to magnify you. And, Father, I just want to thank you tonight for everything you've done for us, from the top to the bottom, from the middle to the end. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that brother. Thank you for Brother Harris. Thank you for him. Thank you for the people, Father, that have the wisdom. Thank you for the women that have the knowledge and understanding, Father. And I ask you today, Father, let us go back to the old, for the foundation. The foundation started out with clear knowledge of God. The foundation started out with God. God said, I am God, and besides me, there is no other God. And for this, we said thank you tonight. We thank you for everything we see happening in America. We thank you right now as we come before you, Father. We say, for you said in your word in Jeremiah 29:11, you said, listen to you, KSK Radio Station. I know the thoughts that I have for you. I know the thoughts the enemy has told you they were, but the thoughts that are good and they have a lot of success and they make you prosperous. For this, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. And you said you are made out of a foot. You made our foot solid. You made it Lord.
Yes.
You've enlarged our steps that we may come before you. And Father, because there is Psalm 92, and I look at Psalm 91, we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall dwell in a place called there. There when the love of God, there when the understanding of God, there when the peace of God, there we understand God, there we know God, there we see what God is saying. For he says, and sung some the second song. Says, this is my beloved son, and who I have on the foundation of the world. And so far, so you sent us your son, Jesus Christ. You sent him to keep us, to pay the price of all those sins, thief and robber and lying and cheating, backbiting, stabbing, cussing our folks out, stealing, robbing. You come to send your son who paid the ultimate price. He paid the ultimate price. He defeated Lucifer. He defeated the fallen ones. For this, we want to say thank you. And then, Father, because we pray for our sister, we pray for tonight that she will take a better attitude, take take positiveness, and take what God said. God said, look unto me. Look unto me. Call on me. He said, call on me. And
Hallelujah.
If he takes time, he'll say it to you. He said, call on me, and I shall answer you. That's what he said to us. And Father, for this, we said thank you. And tonight's the night, Father, we just say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Father, tonight let the fire flow down this radio station, Father. There are many people around the world listening to, Father. Some are listening. Some are hearing what we're saying. Some are calling and saying, I want to listen. We thank you for coming and just listening. But we want to reach out and touch somebody. As we say, to reach out and touch and tell the untold. Jesus Christ is on his way back. If you ain't ready for him, you're going to miss out. Because there's a ship. Old Zion, praise you, Father. Oh, we praise you, Father. We love you, Father, for everything. I thank you, Father, and bless every man, Father. For you said, men, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Oh, glory to God. Praise you, Father. And then, Father, we just want to praise you. We want to thank you, Father. I pray for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank y'all.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I think who's going to be on tomorrow night? Who's going to be on tomorrow night?
I'll be on tomorrow night.
Okay, well, you got it then. So you come on. Your time will be at 8:30. We're going to have you at 8:30. You come on at 8:30 tomorrow night. 8:30.
And we'll be praying for the truck, too, brother. My son is a truck driver, so I pray hard. And it's a lot of Christian truck drivers out there. So the blood
is sure
over every one of you. Over every one of you.
Ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, break. Listen at this. Breaker, 1-9. You got daddy long legs.
as a big 10-4. As a big 10-4.
Come on back. I'll tell Bruton standing over there. I'm at the 1098. Oh, yeah, I'll come back.
99E.
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and loud. Yes, Lord. Yes, it's the breaker whatnot. Yes, it's
wall to wall and treetop tall. Totally interruption. Anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can anybody
hear me?
We hear you.
Okay. I want to apologize, y'all. I was traveling and my phone broke up, but I did call back on the line because I can hear you guys, but you guys couldn't hear me.
And I must say this. I wasn't gonna say it, but I must say it. You know, I put it on the Facebook. But this past weekend, Earth, Wind, and Fire was staged to be in Dallas. And my daughter and son and them was all trying to go, and they had paid for a reservation on the plane and tickets, and they canceled the show. Well, I put on the Facebook, I remember it was in 1970 or 71, Earth, Wind, and Fire was right here in Houston, Texas, when they were at the stadium on Scott Street. And that was back then, and that was when I was not saved or sanctified or holy. And I remember I went to that concert. I went out with a married man, and I never forget, I used to drink vodka and orange juice. And during those times, you'd take the bottle with you. Well, that night, when Earth Side came on stage, they said, Earth, and the Strat said, boom, the Lord Strat it. Then they
Lord have mercy.
Wind, and the wind started blowing harder than ever. And they said, fire. And when they said, fire, The rain came down harder than I ever seen in my life. And everybody was running. They was running like for their life. And we all ran and got under the stadium. But I'm sure that when a sinner is lost, you just lost.
Yes.
And we sit right under that stadium and had our cups and my boyfriend got the ice and we had the rocking oranges sitting right under there. And I thought about, Lord, if God would have came that night, I'd have went straight to hell. Because I didn't know who was striking or because I was too drunk to know. I said all
Lord
that to
Hammer.
Say that the sinners are lost. And if you lost, you just lost.
Yeah.
And you cannot forget where you came from. And you got to remember, if God saved you, a sinner like you, he can sure go get another sinner.
That's right.
And that's what my heart is. And this is the kind of message I want to tell the world. See, they look at me now. I'm almost 80, and they never knew where I came from. But so sometimes we have to open our mouth and let them know, hey, baby,
mm-hmm.
I've been there. But I want to tell you a better way. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I'm just putting some on. I'm putting on Facebook. KESK Radio Station had a chance to meet a God of men, Brother
okay.
Harris, a man full of fire.
Yeah.
I'm putting all
yeah.
praise.
Holy Ghost
and
fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Yes, sir.
Because God said nobody can be earth, wind, or fire but him. Ooh.
That's
and
right. Yes, ma'am.
That,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm afraid for Earth, Wind, and Fire Group. You know, I'm just saying, I wish I could get the revelation to them. You know, they are not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Philip, that's in sings with them is saved and been saved for years. So.
Okay.
So they know about Jesus because he's been proclaiming him, honey, believe me. So they
what did you say?
Dark skinned guy that's in Earth, Wind and Fire. He saved. His name is I can't remember. I think his name is Philip, I'm not sure, but he saved. And he's always
well, why
is
he still in the field? I'm saying you say he saved.
He's saved.
Still in the field.
He is saved. So he
yes,
left. Oh, the lead singer died with Alzheimer's 2 or 3 years ago. But God got people everywhere. You don't ever think
yeah.
you ain't thank God ain't got
I know.
Them.
But he's still singing, is what you're saying? I don't know nothing about it, that's why I'm asking. Is he still performing?
I don't know. I believe so. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Because I know they're an old group.
Yeah, they're an old group.
They're an old group. And
right.
they're still performing. I wonder if they're still the same old ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm asking.
That's
I
right.
don't know.
Right. Last time I seen them on TV, the ones that was... Maurice is dead. Maurice died, but he had Alzheimer's for years.
And worship, and that's women.
Amen.
Oh well, this might be some new wine they bring in. I mean, this might be some new entertainers, huh?
New wine.
They got the same old ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway,
okay.
So we're
gonna let
them all in. The only reason I question what you said was the fact that entertainers, as well as anybody else, you have to make a choice who they're going to serve, God, or who.
That's right.
You know, they can't continue in the way the world see them. They have to make a choice, you know?
One thing I'm
going to ask you. I did.
One,
you did.
One.
Say
Dr. Hunter did, and Pastor Harris did. You have to choose who you're going to say.
Dr. Hunter's trying to say something. God, we got to get off.
Okay.
We're talking off at 8:30.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna spend as much time. What I want to say to everybody, tonight's the night that we just want to thank God, to everybody that's listening. And tonight was the night that we had Reverend A. Roy Ruth as a great teacher. Y'all heard that. Whoever, close it out. I'm trying to get people to be on the radio station where we can put the word of God out there. We ain't begging. We ain't chopping. We want nothing but the pure words. And so I want to thank her and all who are listening tonight. And after Sister Ruth, with the close, it's the program God has given to you. KESK Radio said, with the close it out. God bless you. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the truck driver's name so we can, he's going to be on tomorrow night. What's your name, brother?
Hold on. I got to get him back on the line.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, the other guy.
Oh, the truck driver.
What's your
name?
Brother Harris?
Yes.
I drive motor coaches. I drive charter buses.
Oh, you drive charter buses. Okay. Well, we'll be lifting up and we'll be looking forward to you tomorrow night. And now we're going to, I'm going to close out. Almighty God,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for the souls that met tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We honor you. We magnify you. Go with us in our individual ways. Let us continue to praise you 24/7 in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night. Oh, wait. What happened to my phone?